We have a guest in with us this morning. Susan Oliver joins us. She is the Cass County Youth Coordinator with the Iowa State University Extension. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're going to talk STEM a little bit this morning. STEM stands for what? Science, technology, engineering, mathematics? Is that kind of
absolutely,
in the right
yep.
direction?
It's an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. Yes.
All important things. All things that some students enjoy, some not so much. But all students should have an interest in them.
Absolutely. And you just hit it right there. There's a lot of facts that go behind this discussion. What the real issue is we're not adequately getting kids geared up to even try these things. They're challenging topics, subjects in school, and kids become discouraged. And we forget to encourage them because they are difficult subjects. It's really important that we continue to engage young people in these areas. One of the things that will come out is this is where the jobs are going to be and this is where the money is. And so as an right. adult in a young person's life, you really need to let them at least try.
We have kind of gone, you kind of go through phases anyway. Things kind of cycle around just a little bit where you get some folks who, at times are interested in other things, the arts, perhaps English classes, those types of things. But I'm hearing more and more from students these days when we do interviews in schools that they're interested in math and science and things like that. You know, I wonder if some of that's just kind of an offshoot of they're spending more time with stuff than we did when we were kids. They're playing with video games. They're familiar with computers and smartphones. They see the technology every day right there in their hands, in their lives. And I wonder if some of that is not maybe sparking some of the interest.
I think that there's great potential for that. They know what it takes for them to get those technologies, and they may see the relevance in being part of that. And I don't think that by any means is STEM trying to pass up some of those other areas, but what you'll find as you do more research or just learn a little bit more about science, technology, engineering, and math, especially engineering, it's really just designing a solution to a problem. And there's a lot of STEM in everything we do.
I guess that's one place we could say, where we always like to say, get the kids away from the computer. Get them away from those cell phones. Get them out and do things active. Well, that's important too, but they can see the future in their hands. You don't have to pound into their heads that that's where the jobs are. They see that this somebody developed this at one time. Somebody's going to make it better at some time. Maybe it should be you.
Absolutely, and I think as long as you're making that, helping them to make that connection, and again, that's what we bring to the table specifically within the 4-H program, or at least one of the things is that processing, helping them think about what did you do? What did you learn? How do other people apply that knowledge? We're currently doing a program, a curriculum called Funtivities. It's being delivered by Mr. Barnes, and he's doing an absolutely wonderful job. But, you know, some of the questions we ask at the end of the day is, how do you think that's used? Why is it important to think about these kinds of things? One day they built an electromagnet, and then he was able to talk to them. Anything that runs with electricity, you know, plugs into the wall, your mixer, those kinds of things, runs off an electromagnet. So connecting what they're doing with their hands to what they're using in their everyday lives.
Yeah, make it simple.
Absolutely.
Try to make it simple. Where a lot of focus now is going on some of those kind of areas, the technology, the engineering, those types of things. You guys were involved in that in 4-H from the get-go, weren't you?
Well, I am glad you asked that, Jim. That's something that I really do feel strongly about. In 2011, Governor Branstad got really amped up about STEM, and that's what's driven a lot of this widespread work in STEM, and that's very important. We wanted to make sure that we were there when that happened in our communities because we've been doing science, technology, engineering, and math since the beginning. A lot of people think about, you know, some of the more visible things within the 4-H program. They might think about County Fair and the quilts that they see and the animals that they see there. And those are very valuable things. There's actually a lot of STEM involved in those as well. And when we began, if you look at the history, you know, we started with corn clubs. They were increasing the yields for their families. They said, let's get these young people that are already here at school excited about learning. Let's teach them how to improve the yields so they can go back and teach their families. And if you want to talk STEM, that is STEM right there.
It was, for you guys, it was cool before it was cool, right?
Absolutely.
Well, and then the nice thing about it is, too, you know, schools have curriculums that are built around certain things, age level appropriateness, whatever else, you know, and throughout, they come up with curriculums to fit their needs. Mm-hmm. You guys don't really have to worry too much about all those kinds of things, fitting a curriculum and what have you. If the kids have an interest in it and there's a reasonable opportunity to be able to help them learn, why not?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, that's where we start, and then we have to go through a few things. We bring caring adults to the table. Our mission, you know, to empower youth to work and learn in partnership with caring adults. So there are definitely some key messages in there. We want them to be doing hands-on things when they're with us. We ask them to keep records and learn communication skills. We ask them to give back to their community, and we ask them to do that with a diverse group of caring adults. So they're doing wonderful things in the school system to improve their STEM knowledge with these young people. You know, there are parents that do really great things, take their kids places, let their kids take stuff apart in the home. And then we're adding into that mix volunteers that just care about young people. And that's a really critical component, I believe. I think it's a really nice place for the kids to see, this person's just with me because they care. And while that may be true of our educators and our parents, it's a little bit harder for young people to see. So when we bring in extra components of caring adults, I think that's where you see a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned earlier a partnership with the YMCA with the Funtivities program and stuff too. Do you have any other things coming up?
We have a lot of things going on. We have a lot of our fun traditional community club 4-H things that we do, and we're looking at how we can also make those accessible to members of the community. So our Discovering 4-H workshop, for example, we invite non-members to participate in. But we have what is called the Kid Win Challenge, and that's starting January 23rd. It will be from 1:45 in the afternoon to 3. It happens to be early out for Atlantic School System, and we will be housing the program there in the middle school. Mr. Gaylord Schelling is the volunteer for that. He's been trained with Kid Win Challenge, and the youth will actually build their own wind turbines.
Really? So they'll be able to get a hands-on thing again to something that they see every day if they're traveling anywhere around the area.
I think that's something about this particular opportunity that's just so cool, is we want youth to learn about the things around them. We encourage them to learn about the technologies that they're using, or we want them to learn a little bit about agriculture because we're in an area where that's really prevalent. Well, there's wind turbines everywhere, and these kids are going to get to talk about the environmental impact. There's even a part of the curriculum that helps them think about, is it a concern for them that birds fly around these wind turbines? They get a look at not only the science impact of the wind turbines, but also the impact on their communities. And there's just lots of really cool lessons within there. The wind turbines that they build end up being about 3 feet tall. So that's kind of a cool accomplishment. I should mention the program's for 6th through 8th graders. And it may grow in the future, but right now we're asking 6th through 8th graders that can be available from 1:45 to 3 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays to get signed up. They can contact the Extension office if they have any questions about how to do that. All the youth received flyers home, but we can also help them. I can spend some one-on-one time with them getting enrolled in the program.
Sure. Still time to sign up then. And is there a cost?
There's no cost. Both of those programs we talked about are free. You know, Kid Win Challenge was a mini grant from the Governor's STEM Initiative that we're then supporting the rest of it through the Extension office.
So you've got Gaylord Schelling, who's volunteered to learn a little bit more about this, to help instruct that. Are you always looking for volunteers like that to step forward to help out?
See, Jim, you asked the best questions. Yes, we are always looking at ways that we can help incorporate more caring adults into the lives of young people. Life's crazy right now. People are very busy. And so if we can really specifically identify the needs of youth and match a caring adult with that opportunity, we are on board. We will train them. We do screening with them. And then we make sure they're prepared to deliver the best environment for our young people. But yes, please, if you are looking for a way to positively impact the lives of youth, contact the Extension office.
Great. Still plenty of time to do all that and plenty more programs coming up.
Absolutely. We are always keeping the wheels turning.
Good. Appropriate way to finish. Keeping the wheels turning. Very good. Well, Susan, thanks for coming by. And if folks would like to know more, they just contact the office?
Absolutely. Just contact the Extension office, And our number out there is 243-1132. They can contact us by email or they can stop by. We're located on the top of the fairgrounds attached to the community center.
Very good. Susan Oliver, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Jim.